Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for sunshine and warmth and springtime, for snow on our cars this morning, for every little bit of every single day. May we never take a moment of it for granted. For people who bring their children to be baptized, for bell choirs whose bells remind us that the Holy Spirit is around us everywhere, for the 130 Cathedral Choir kids who are singing this morning in Wisconsin, sharing their love of God with the world, for the good days and the bad days, dear Lord, we give you thanks. For the tough ones, remind us that you are with us always, even unto the end of the age. Calm our hearts and our minds that we might hear your word. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So whenever I try to tell a joke in a different language, I always go between Swedish and Irish, and I'm not sure which one will land on today, but it's supposed to be Swedish. So one fine spring day, Pastor Ole and Pastor Sven walked out to the road in front of their little church, hammers in hand, and began pounding a sign into the ground. The large red letters read, "The end is near. Turn yourself around now before it's too late." Just then, a car speeds past. The driver leans out his window and yells, "Leave us alone, you religious nuts." Moments later, we hear the screeching of tires and a great big splash. As the driver crawls out of the car, shaking his fists and running toward them, Ole turns to Sven and says, "Do you think maybe the sign should just read road flooded ahead?" I think the thing that strikes me most about this joke is the line, "Leave us alone, you religious nuts." I don't think anyone, not even a pastor, wants to be called that, especially not a Lutheran. We kind of like our quiet, faithful, private way of going about our faith. Publicly sharing our faith, it makes us squirm a little. But imagine, what if Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John had been squeamish about sharing their faith? What if they didn't think that their faith was important enough to share with others, so they just skipped it and went on? What if they were too afraid to write it down? Where would we be today if we didn't know about Jesus? Where would we be today if we didn't know about Jesus? I know my life would be wholly different and probably lacking in a whole lot of holy. So why write a gospel? We write a gospel because people's lives get better when they know that Jesus loves them. People's lives get better when they know that we're all human and we all mess up and God knows this about us and loves us anyway. People's lives get better when they know that there is someone and something so much greater than ourselves, and that something loves us so incredibly much. When my brothers and I were in grade school, we used to take an occasional winter trip down south to see some of our cousins. Now, you'd think that since they lived in a warm southern state, I would be thrilled about this. But instead, I dreaded it. Because on each of these visits, my cousin would pull me into her bedroom, close the door, and ask me if I was going to heaven. And I would say, well, I think I am, I think I am. And she would say, well, how do you know that you're going to heaven? I'm like, I don't know, I go to Sunday school, and I went to camp this summer. And she said, but how do you know you're going to heaven if you haven't been born again? And bear in mind, I was in elementary school. So bright red with embarrassment and stammering, I would say, okay, well, do you mind if I quick run out and ask my mom and dad the answer to that question, and then I'll get right back to you. And on the way home, my mom explained to me that my cousin asked me those questions because she loves me, and that different people express their faiths in different ways. Every Sunday morning, we gather together here and online and read a gospel story. Gospel meaning the good news of Jesus. The good news that Jesus died for our sins, and that because of that, we have been given eternal life as a gift. And we are called to share that faith with others. So this morning, I'd like to take a moment to look at that sacred space between never mentioning our faith to anyone because it's scary, and between standing on a soapbox. Because I believe that Jesus lived in this middle where we live now, that middle between silence and soapbox, and that we are called to live there and continue to proclaim the good news today. Have you ever noticed that the minute that someone leans in and whispers, you can't tell anyone what I'm about to tell you, or just between you and me, your pulse quickens and your hearing perks up? You start to get nervous because you know the words that follow are going to be very important and may be negative, and you're going to be put in a position of hearing bad news and wanting to help, but sworn to secrecy all at once. These just between you and me moments might sound something like this. Just between you and me, I've heard the chemotherapy isn't working. It's not going well. Or just between you and me, I'm worried that my loved one is drinking too much. Or just between you and me, I heard he lost his job and he's sinking into depression. My invitation this morning to all of us is that we use these sacred moments to share our faith by sharing our imperfections and our own stories of hope, to consider these just between you and me moments as sacred space set before us by God. What if all it took to really make a difference in someone's life was a willingness to share our own experience of God's love and forgiveness in our life? What if all it took was simply daring to tell people that our lives are not perfect, that we are not perfect, and to share our stories of hope and faith that we can say, I have been there, my loved one has been there, but God showed up, and it made all the difference. Most of us will never experience miracles as grand and as obvious as Jesus himself walking across the water, or 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes feeding 5,000 people. But we have seen 5,000 people being fed out of love for God. And yet, while we may not ever witness Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead like John did, surely we have each witnessed miracles in our own lives and felt God's grace and love and healing and hope. So in this sacred space, the space between silence about our faith and between the soapbox. What if we decided to share our experiences of struggle and faith in God in our lives? It might sound a little bit like this. I'm so sorry for what you're going through. Our family has been there too. If there's anything I can do to make your life a little better today, please let me help. Or I'm sorry that your loved one is drinking too much. I just want you to know that I used to too. And if they ever want to talk about it, I'd love to share how God showed up in my life. Or I remember when my husband lost his job a while back. It was harder on him than our family. And when he went into depression, we had a doctor and we prayed and there was help. Faith and hope, our gospel stories, when shared, grow and multiply in these sacred spaces. Sharing the good news, sharing our faith, is not about judging and certainly not about claiming to have all the answers. It's just about admitting that we're not perfect. It's about welcoming one another in Christ's love and loving one another in our imperfection as God loves us. 2 Corinthians reads like this. My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast of my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. Has your faith made a difference in your life? Has God's grace made a difference in your life? If you're sitting here this morning, or if you're listening, I'm pretty sure that you have experienced God's grace. Who can you share your story with? So why write a gospel? We share our stories that others may know of God's love. And like Sven and Oli, if you feel called to take out a hammer and pound a sign into the ground that reads, "Da endes near, turn yourself around now before it's too late," go for it. But if that makes the little Lutheran in you squirm, share your faith and hope by offering your stories of struggle with one another. We all have them. And that is exactly when God shows up. Amen.